Senator Lisa Murkowski today called for lifting the decades-old ban on crude exports. In a speech to the Brookings Institution, she said the oil boom in North Dakota and elsewhere in the lower 48 calls for a wholesale review of the country's energy export rules. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The oil export ban was imposed in a time of scarcity, and just a few years ago, lifting it would have been politically impossible. But with the boom underway, the industry has been arguing the ban has outlived any usefulness. And Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz also suggested last month it's out of date. Murkowski says the rules need to change to encourage the export of crude and other kinds of energy as well.
The regulatory edifice that governs the export of American-made energy is antiquated and at times, I would suggest, even absurd.
Murkowski says if the country doesn't act, the light North Dakota oil will soon create a glut on the market, in part because much of the nation's refining capacity is concentrated on the Gulf Coast and set up to handle heavier crude. Murkowski's not proposing a comprehensive energy export bill. She says the executive branch has the authority to change most of the rules, but she says she can introduce smaller targeted bills if needed. One of her stated goals with the speech and with a 20-page white paper she released today is to kick off debate in Congress. The crude export ban is not absolute. Congress lifted it in 1995 for oil coming from the Trans-Alaska pipeline, and for the next 8 years, less than 3% of Alaska's output was exported to foreign countries. But then the state's production declined, the industry consolidated, and the U.S. Energy Information Administration says no Alaska crude has been exported in a decade. But it remains legal to export North Slope oil, so lifting the national ban would have no direct effect on Alaska. Murkowski is the top Republican on the Senate Energy Committee. In her speech and during Q&A afterward, she raised several energy policy issues. One of her points is that the country will lose out if it doesn't invest in energy infrastructure.
We will not be able to access these incredible reserves unless we've got the infrastructure to move it. And this is not just limited to our fossil fuels. It's how we move our wind, our solar, our renewables. This is going to be our big challenge moving forward, and it's going to be expensive.
Just look at Alaska, she says. The state has vast amounts of coal and natural gas, but no way to move it to market.
You know, we were successful in the mid-70s, thank goodness, of getting the Trans-Alaska pipeline. But that really has been our only infrastructure corridor, is that 800-mile pipe.
Any move to lift the export ban will face opposition from refiners that aren't also in the oil production business. The chemical industry has spoken against it, as have consumer groups who say it will raise the price of gasoline. Tyson Slocum, director of energy for the group Public Citizen, says allowing crude exports would be great for oil companies but bad for American drivers.
By simply doing away with the ban on exporting raw crude oil, you are going to harm U.S. manufacturing and basically turn our economy into a model that Nigeria and Russia pursue, which is simply exporting raw products.
Industry advocates say there's no evidence ending the ban would raise prices for consumers. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.